Now, there's some few instructions the Lord wants me to share with you concerning this year, and then we close, all right? And I'm going to move very fast. So you should pay attention to the things I'm going to share with you. Now, one of the funny things is that don't allow the people of the world to tell you how to relate with God. The people of this world don't know how to relate with God. Bible says that Jesus said, for he's going to send the Holy Spirit to us. And he said, the people of the world cannot receive him. Which means that if you are not of God, if you are not of the kingdom, you cannot receive. If you are not of the kingdom, you can't receive from God. If your heart is not for God, you cannot receive from God. And even in our generation that we are in, we have more people whom the adversary has turned their heart away from God. And every now and then. All right, I'm going to read three scriptures to you. Three scriptures. The first one is Isaiah chapter 60. All right, so we're going to look at Isaiah 60 from verse 1. It says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. This is an important message. It is arise, shine, for your light has come, the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee, you see. And he explains why, and he says, for behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. That will cover the earth and gross darkness, the people. When we talk about darkness, the earth being covered with darkness, it is not just deep waters, not just dark places. If you talk about dark places of the earth, we talk about wickedness in the habitations of darkness. It is not where there is light out. It is the heart of men. Darkness covers the heart of men. But the light of God upon us is not also where there is electricity. It is where God's word prevails. Every new year, you have people like this, you know, excited and all that, but they don't know the prophetic flow of the year. Do you understand it? Men live a mere life. That is what the adversary has reduced men to. And most especially, in our generation, we have hundreds and thousands of young people living like that. Darkness that covered their hearts, that covered their minds. Even people in church, they come to church, they sit in church, there is no glory, there is no light. There is no light in their life. There is no glory. And people don't understand what glory even is. See, glory is basically God's work having full manifestation. God's word having full manifestation in your life. That is glory. If you talk about glory, glory is God's word having full manifestation in your life. So, for example, if you say that this guy has a glorious life, what it means is that there is a grace at work in that person's life. But that grace is produced by the word of God. So you see, for example, in terms of health, you know, when you find family or places where this person is sick, this person is like that, this person is school dropout, this person is living this way, this one is drug addict, this one, it is not glory. There is sickness here, there is chaos here, there are debts here. It is not God's glory. If you are talking about the glory of God, you are talking about God's word. What is God's word saying? He said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper, be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. That is glory. That is glory. He says, by his stripes you are healed. And you see that sickness doesn't gain dominion over you. There is no dominance of sickness over your life. That is glory. So you shall be the head and not the tail. That is glory. Glory is that which God has said has manifested in your life. God has said something in his word and you see it happen in your life. That is glory. The people of the world don't know this. And you see, most of you attend church meetings for the fun, are forced to church meetings. I don't want to hope that most of you are here because it's 31st night. But you're here because you love God. You want to grow in the Lord. You want to be raised in the way of the Spirit. One of the things the Lord was talking to me about strongly was, don't ever attract people to me by entertainment. Say, entertainment is good, but it should be by my Spirit. The impact of my Spirit. Not by entertainment. The impact of my Spirit. The impact of my word. Because already young people are already feeling entertained. They are already entertained. And they must be raised with God's word. It's arise, shine, for your light has come. What is the light? He said, the entrance of thy word giveth light. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was with God in the beginning. And see, by him all things were made, without him that was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Who are we talking about? We're talking about Jesus, who is the word of God. He is the light. Now, you see, when God's word doesn't have full preeminence in your life, you have darkness. You live in darkness. In any aspect of your life, where God's word, the light of God's word does not shine, it is darkness. That's why when someone is struggling with poverty, it is because the light of God's word concerning abundance has not manifested in that area. So what you need is the light of God. Light. When that light comes, you begin to walk in the realm of possibilities. Impossible situations become possible for you. Why? The word of God is at work in you. Do you see what I'm saying? The word of God is at work in you. You must come to that place where you give your heart to God's word. And this year, that's one of the things you should do. Listen, this year, don't chase success. This year, don't chase prosperity. This year, don't chase money. This year, pursue God's word. That's the first instruction. Pursue God's word. Because he says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein and observe to do that which is written there. He said, you shall have good success. So he said, you shall make your way prosperous and you shall have good success. So you make your way prosperous, you have good success because the word of God is with you. The word of God is the definition of your action. And you see, no matter the situation that happens around you, learn to trust God's word. You may think that this is something, not something new. Yes, you don't need anything new. What you need is abiding by his word. Well, he says, the man that abides by the word is like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. His leaves are not withered. You see, how do I have this revelation that no sickness can entrap my life or anybody connected to me? Why? Because I have this knowledge of God's word, not vim. I don't say things by vim. We do things by the word. He says, the just shall live by faith. What is faith? Faith is the word, is acting on God's word. It doesn't matter how old you are. You see, the success in life, greatness in life, is not a measure of how old you are. It's a measure of God's word that's working you. Your response to situations, your reaction to situations, how you see things, how you interpret articulations, they are all as a result of the measure of God's word that's working you. What is the level of understanding of God's word that you have? That understanding of God's word you have is what defines the extent you go. Your emotions, your mind, how your mind works, your instincts, your impulse, all that has to do with you, your intelligence, your intuition, your action, your perception, your conscience. See, every aspect of it. See, God's word is designed in such a way that it has what it takes to invade, permeate, and soak, saturate, and guide every part of you. That's why I said the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces through every aspect of your being. That's God's word. And so this year, doesn't matter how old you are, doesn't matter how young you are, listen to me, you have to give yourself to God's word. Shout this, I give my mind to the word of God. The world, listen, don't trust in the world. The world is getting chaos by the day. And the only solution has been what God gave to us. Remember, when the earth was void and was without form, there was only one solution God introduced. What did he introduce? His words. It's the same thing. The world is becoming more chaotic. See, the physical world is deteriorating, including the minds and the hearts of people. Men are becoming more wicked. People, young people are becoming more disobedient. They are losing sight of principle, of purpose by the day. And some are expecting success to happen. No, success doesn't just happen. Great life doesn't just happen. Good life doesn't just happen. Success doesn't just happen. Greatness doesn't just happen. We make it happen. We create it. That's what we do. I'm sure you are here. So this one important thing I want you to know. He said, darkness covers. Don't forget the scripture. He said, darkness covers the earth. Gross darkness the people. But the glory of God is risen upon thee. What is that glory? It is the manifestation of God's word. To be acting on God's word more than ever before. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. The second thing I want to share with you is the theme for the year. Glory to God. Psalm 63. Verse 2, what God wants to do is happening. See, God's timetable is not retrogressing. It's not going backwards. God is moving towards his agenda. There is a reason God created the earth. There's a reason God created you. And that reason has not diminished. God is working towards it. There is something God wants to achieve and you must be part of it. So I'm part of God's program. Come on. Say it like you mean it. I am part of God's program. Hallelujah. All right, so let's look at it in Psalm 63, right? Verse 2. Let me share that very first. So I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and glory. King James says, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. I have seen your power and your glory in the place of worship. Wow, contemporary. Wow. I read again. Contemporary English version says, I have seen your power and your glory in the place of worship. In December, the Lord gave us his word and he said that it's a month of sight. What you cannot see, you cannot have. Until you see it, and that's why I showed you earlier, I gave you how to create a mental picture, how to see with your mind. If you can't see it, if you can't see it from your spirit, you can't see it with your mind, you can't have it. He asked the prophet, he said, what do you see? He said, I see an almond tree. God says, I will hasten my way to perform. So that which you see with the spirit of your mind, God is able to do. So God always wants you to have the right picture. The adversary also wants you to always have the wrong picture. Because he knows that when you have the wrong picture, pay attention, when you have the wrong picture, that is what you reproduce. If you have a picture, for example, a lot of young people who find themselves maybe in places like this, when they're going to school, it is easy for them to be dropout. They become dropout, and then when they become dropout, the next thing is that when they ask them what they want to do, maybe or the best they can do is they want to do Okada. But what God has for you is bigger than that. I'm not saying if you are in that business, that's the end, that is all. No, it's a process. But that is not your future. You have a bigger future. So the adversary will not give you opportunity to have proper pictures. Some of you, do you know why the adversary stops you from coming to church meetings? Because he knows that when you come to church meetings and you come and listen to Apostle Benny, you develop proper mental pictures about your life. See, the way you think about yourself will change. If you used to doubt yourself, you stop doubting yourself. You stop doubting yourself. You soon start seeing the way forward. So the adversary is always fighting your sight. He doesn't want you to see proper pictures in the spirit. He wants to corrupt the things you see, the things you see with your mind. You see, you think that you see with your physical eyes. No, your physical eyes, they are just organs, outward organs. But the real sight happens in your mind. It's what you see in the spirit of your mind that governs your life. Are you sure you are following? You are following. Shout glory. And shout as I see a beautiful life. So you will see that in Psalm 63 verse 2, that there's that constant expression, all right? You will see that to see thy power, you see sight. You must see the power and thy glory. He said, I've seen thee in the sanctuary. I've seen your power and your glory in the place of worship. Now you see, there is a, later I'm going to explain these things to us more about God's power and God's glory. Oh, thank you, Jesus. They are expressions of his lordship. There is something about God's power. And do you know, God has not hidden these things from us. He has deposited his power. He has deposited his glory inside us. But now, before you can express it, you should see it in God. And he said, it is in his sanctuary, in the place of worship. It means the sanctuary is where there is the amalgamation of God and man. Where you and God you meet. There are three places you and God meet. Three places. Number one, you and God, you've met in your spirit. Write it down. You and God have met in your spirit. When you become born again, your spirit becomes one with God. God mingles with your spirit. There is a meeting. And God has made you his sanctuary. That's what the Bible says. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? God lives in you now. That's why we're saying that, Lord, prepare me to be sanctuary. No, you are. So we say, you have made me a sanctuary, pure and holy. You see, that is what you are. You are God's sanctuary. God lives in you. Can you shout and say, I am God's sanctuary? Say, God lives in me. So now, if you are God's sanctuary and God lives in you, where is God's glory? Ha, ha, ha. Come on, come on. If you are God's sanctuary and God lives in you, where is God's glory? Where is God's power? Come on, shout this, I carry power. And shout this, I'm full of glory. Yeah, so that is the first thing. Number one, you, that you are born again. If you are not born again, God doesn't live in you. If you are born again, God lives in you now. So you that you are born again, you are God's sanctuary. So God lives in you. That is one. Number two, the second type of sanctuary that we have, even today, is your prayer closet. Where you pray. Your time of prayer. Well, see, the moment you begin to pray, you are in deep fellowship with God. You are in communion with God. That moment, that place has become a sanctuary. So there's an inward meeting and there's an outward meeting with God. The Lord is in you and the Lord is with you. So you have that outward meeting with God. You fellowship with God. It looks like nobody sees, but it's a certain expression, outward expression, an outward engagement, though it's also happening from within, but it's also outward. All right. That's the second sanctuary. The third sanctuary, so your place where whenever you are communing with God, wherever you are speaking with God, wherever you are communing with God, you are in a sanctuary. Are you sure you are following? The third sanctuary that I want you to pay attention to, place of worship, pay attention to, is the gathering of the saints. God's glory manifests in the gathering of the saints. God's power manifests in the gathering of the saints. So this year, there are three things you shouldn't joke with. The understanding, the consciousness that God lives in you. Don't joke with it. That is one. Number two, the consciousness of God's presence with you, that you and God have a communion through prayer, through the fellowship of the word. Don't joke with it. The third one is the consciousness that anytime we gather like this, the presence of God is there. Jesus said, where two or more are gathered in my name, I am there. You see? So the same way the Lord lives in you and the Lord is with you, the Lord also is present when we gather. So anytime we meet in the name of the Lord is here. That is why it is dangerous. So when you come for church meetings like this, you just joke with whatever happens. That's when we play the knockout, I was telling you, why are you shouting? Why are you shouting? Are you shouting? Are you doing the shout because of knockouts? No. When we meet, we don't shout because of outward experiences. We shout because of spiritual experience. I don't just shout, glory, because something is exciting me outside. No, because I've caught up something in my spirit. And that is what we must be sensitive to. That's when you come to church meeting, you are dancing. You don't just dance because we're niaje. No, because you are conscious of an engagement of the spirit. There are angels in our meetings. There are angels. When we gather, there are angels. And this year, you must be more conscious of that. Say, I behold thy glory and power in thy sanctuary, in thy place of worship. That is it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. What a beautiful year. And that is why this year is a year of beholding the kingdom glory and power. Hallelujah. Come and celebrate the Lord better. We are beholding his glory, the kingdom. There is a kind of glory. There is a kind of power. And you see, the more you behold, the more you manifest. He said, they that look to the sun do not see shadows. He said, and they look to him and were not ashamed. You see, they look to him and were not ashamed. When Jacob was going to be wealthy, do you know the strategy God gave him? He took... When the livestock he was rearing, they meet. And as they are meeting, he puts an image, a color in front of them. And as they look, they produce that color. I show you here. The pictures you see, no matter what, the pictures you keep seeing, that is what you reproduce. So imagine you are always beholding God. Kabatala. Beholding God in the fullness of his glory and in the fullness of his power. You know what he said? He said, we beheld his glory. John 1 verse 14. He said, we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and reality. Kai. Full of grace and reality. So when you behold him full of grace and reality, you reproduce it. Now, the Bible says that the disciples, after Jesus has died and resurrected, Peter and John entered the beautiful gate. And as they got the beautiful gate, they saw this cripple begging for money. And nobody said, he said, silver and gold, we have not. I have none. But such as I have, I give unto you. What do I have? He has the name. She said, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And the cripple, he held his hand. The cripple got up and limped with joy and began to walk. Hallelujah. And they said, when they had spoken, before the Jewish leaders. They said, for these ones, they are unlearned, but they speak as learned men because they have been with the Lord. And how were they able to produce that miracle? Because they saw Jesus do it. So you see, what you keep seeing, you will reproduce. If you keep seeing failure, you will produce failure. And that is why the adversary has been painting a picture of an angry God. You think God is angry. That's the picture you have. And that's the mental response you have towards God. But there is a better picture. He is full of glory. He is full of love. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. See, when you say hallelujah, it's not a response to my words. It's a celebration of God. It's an honor to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. So this is the year of beholding the kingdom glory and power. You see the glory of God. You know, for some time I've been singing that song, see the Lord laughing, hallelujah, see the Lord, see the Lord, oh, see the Lord laughing, hallelujah, see the Lord, see the Lord. Glory to God. Let me share the last item with you. And I saw that in John 1 verse 14. Because of time, I'm not going to read that. All right. In John 1 verse 14, again, it says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace. We beheld His glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and reality. Hallelujah. Now, by beholding, there are three things that are going to happen to you this year. By beholding. Number one, this year, you shall, as you behold the Lord, you shall enjoy super abundance of grace. The more than enough sufficiency to achieve great dreams with ease. As you behold. Remember, he said, we beheld His glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and reality. So when you behold Him, there is something you see. You see grace. Grace is not just unmerited favor. Grace is super abundant. Grace has no limit. It is super abundant. As men that receive abundance of grace, super abundance of grace. And the gift of righteousness shall reign in life. So this year, you're going to receive that grace. People wonder, how are you able to do it? It is the grace of God. And you know, listen, let me tell you something. I told you you're going to have the help of God. That's one of the help. That's one of the help. When God is with a man and is helping a man, He gives him grace. I'm so engraced. You know, sometimes you go like, remember, good people reject me. Around application, nobody minds me. No, that will not be your story. When the grace of God is at work in your life, you appeal to everyone, even your enemies. Your enemies, they will try to work against you and that will work for you. It's called grace. Hey, what a year. The grace. I have the grace to do. When the idea comes, you realize there is this fresh energy to do it. The grace, what is grace? The Lord will connect you to the right people. It is grace. God will bring people your way. People become grace. You will not be knocking on doors. Doors will be opening. That is grace. That is grace. What a year. Are you seeing it? I'm showing you the things you're going to receive this year as you behold the Lord. So the bottom line is not pursuing success. The ancient secret of men that shake the foundations of the world are men that behold the Lord. That is their secret. And that's what God has given to us this year. That's the instruction God is giving to us this year. He said, don't look for money. He said, behold me. Money will respond to you. He said, don't look for success. He said, behold me. Success will respond to you. He said, don't look for joy. He said, behold me. Don't look for happiness. Behold the Lord. Do you hear what I'm saying? Behold. There is this light, this beam of light that comes upon your heart as you behold Him. There is this, the second thing, I was about sharing the second thing, let me share the second thing for you. The second thing that's going to happen to you this year, as you behold the Lord, look at what is going to happen to you. The second thing, you will express a certain dimension in beauty by greater light of insight. Which means that beauty will not just be something you have. It will also be a realm you will live in. You will live in the realm of beauty. Praise the Lord. I assure you are with me. You express a certain dimension in beauty by the greater light of insight because of the spirit of understanding that comes through beholding. So when you behold the Lord, there is this spirit of understanding that comes upon you. Things, hard sentences that people cannot resolve, enigmas that shakes people, you understand them with ease. Situations where people cannot comprehend, because you behold the Lord, there is this level of insight that you have. You'll be a man of ideas. You will break hard sentences down as you behold the Lord. I said, don't behold your pain. Don't behold your past. Don't behold your failure. Don't behold your challenges. Behold the Lord. He said, say unto Israel, Zion, behold thy king. Behold your king. Hallelujah. The third thing that will happen to you as you behold the kingdom glory and power is that your relationship with the Heavenly Father shall be intense. Now, as you behold, you are no longer going to have just a mere casual relationship. You have a deep relationship with the Father. There is something about people that have deep relationship with the Father. Their words don't fall to the ground. When they speak, God moves to do. They don't find themselves in unwanted places. Wherever they find themselves, that's where God wants them to be. There is a walk they walk with God because they have a deeper relationship. Angels respond to them with ease. They carry unique presence. See, those people, sickness cannot stand before them. Failure cannot stand before them. You know, there's this joke online where a lady was saying that for she wants to marry someone who Shakabe, Shakaba, right? And then something like that. And then the gentleman said, what if, even if he's poor? He said, no, such a person cannot be poor. A man of grace, super abundance grace, a man with great light and the spirit of understanding, by the spirit of understanding, a man who has an intense relationship with the Father will fail, is not possible. Wherever such people get to, they are favored. People will look for them even in their secret place. Look, see, the man Daniel. Look at the man Joseph. Joseph was a man with a special grace. Joseph was a man with a special insight where he could interpret dreams, explain hard sentences, and had a deeper relationship with the Father, with God. In prison, by these three qualities, he was found. People will travel from afar to you. Look, In Isaiah 60, he said, the Gentiles shall come to thy rising. You will not be looking for fame. Fame will look for you. Hey, Christ Commons community, you are a famous church. Why? Why? Because you shall be a people of great grace. A people with great insight, the spirit of understanding, a people who speak to God mouth to mouth. Imagine Moses in need. Did you ever see Moses in need before? When he spoke to God, spoke with God mouth to mouth. He said, the people of Israel, they saw the works of God, but Moses knew his ways, the spirit of understanding. He knew the ways. He spoke to God mouth to mouth. Moses with them, they got to the Red Sea. There was no way. He found a way by parting the Red Sea. Imagine such a man like this being the CEO of a company, being a chairman of a board. Some of you, as I'm talking, you are thinking 20 years. Who told you? Some of you are going to get an appointment into some board. It's happening. It's happening. I just saw it. It's happening. They will appoint you, and some of you in your workplaces, you're getting promotion. This is the year. And listen, if God puts any idea in your mind to start a business, think global. Don't think that I'm starting small. No. We are already in a global community. So think the whole world. If you are thinking about your customers, don't think about those in Kwashiman. Think of the whole world. As I think the whole world, see the whole world coming to you. Rise to your feet. Laugh, 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 laugh. Laugh. Laugh like the money has come. How will you behave when you hear the good news that scholarship has happened? How will you behave? that the promotion, how will you behave? That thing you're expecting, how do you behave? When you get home and you receive a phone call and it has happened, how will you behave? somebody was like this. It means for you, you shall be overwhelmed to the extent that it show better. Wow. Listen, watch out for me this year. You will see me in a grand style. Yeah. As a watch out for me. Oh, some of you be amazed. Ah, so this man was my pastor. Hey, so this man was I've been seeing him every day. Hey, watch out for me. This is my year. I thought you would speak for yourself. Yeah. Look at somebody as I tell the person, watch out for me. You're going to see a greater me. The me you see today, by the time you see me tomorrow, I'm in another level. Because this year is a year of advancement, making daily progress. Because I behold the Lord. Listen, this year, don't allow anybody to make you look at your weakness. Don't doubt yourself. Don't look. You have no weakness. You have God. Do you hear me? Don't look at the money your family, who told your family you don't have money. Do you know your family belong to? It belongs to a heavenly family. Do you know what we have? We have unsearchable riches. That's the family we belong to. Do you know our family name? When you mention our family name, demons tremble at the name Jesus. Do you know my father? He's the King of Kings. My. What a life. So don't cry. This year, don't cry. If you catch yourself crying, say, oh, go and stand there and say, oh, shame on you. You are blessed. All right? That's what you say. Look at you. A blessed man like this, you are crying. Yeah. When you begin to doubt yourself, quickly look into a mirror. This year, they get a nice mirror. Get a nice mirror. Guys, any mirror you see, look into it. Say, wow, I see God's glory. You are handsome. You are beautiful. Don't wait for someone to tell you that's what you are. Because when you behold, like in a mirror, you see, you become. As I said this year, as we break the theme down and we discuss, you will see. Beholding, when you behold, you are changed into that same image. The glory of God you see, you become it. Soon people will tell you, I saw what's the sound. Srade ben a wuyusu. Niwa usan kuto. But when they look at you, you are beautiful by the glory of God. Wow. Some of you, your mates, when they say, I said, who were you? You say, hey, oh, I was there. Your life is forward, all right? Your life is forward. I say your life is forward. The days are running. You say, hey, the year is moving so fast, too. Say, so why is the year moving so slow? I'm ahead of this year. Say, I'm ahead of this year. Say, I'm 10 years ahead of my colleagues. Say, I'm 10 years ahead. It means things that they are now planning to get in 20 years, you get them in 2 months. Some of them are hoping that they will start a multi-million company in some years to come. You own it. I said, you own it. That estate business, you are doing it this year. Those apartments you've been dreaming of building, you are building them this year. That farm you want to start, some of you will start this year. Yes, start this year. Don't be afraid. It's happening. Can't you see I'm talking to you like a prophet? Can't you see a prophet is talking to you? I said, it will happen this year. The turnaround will be so sad this year. So when the idea comes, don't be afraid. Run it. It's going to grow big. I say, helpers are waiting for you. Do you hear me? Helpers are waiting for you. And don't allow anybody to spoil your day. I said, don't allow anybody to do what? Yes. When they bring their bad news, say, carry it away. I entertain good news. Good news. And they go, you know that somebody is dead. So relax. Think about it. Is God crying? No. Your steps are beautified. Oh, I see the Lord garnishing your steps. It's like a red carpet has been laid before you. Oh, have you seen that some people, when they enter a place, everybody tend to look at them and they are amazed. Everyone wants to see people belonging to associate with you. Do you hear what I'm telling you? It's a good year. I said it's a good year. You are starting the year well. You are ending it well. The Lord is crowning every day of your life in this year with His goodness. His goodness will look good on you, and you'll be amazed. Did you? Oh, I'm special. Oh, I'm special. And you enjoy peace in your life. Peace. I declare peace of mind, peace of heart, peace in your home. Peace in your home. Yes. The quarrel among your parents this year, you're going to see that they will dissolve. Yes. You will see peace. You know, so that when you are going home, you are scared that now that I'm going, if close from church, you're going to say, as I'm going, I'm crying. I'm going to. But when you get home this time around, you see peace all around you. Peace all around. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord has put in some of you your heart to do a special partnership this month. As well as our ministry, there are some people, the Lord told you, you have to do some partnership. Quickly come to the front. Let me pray for you to release grace to do. Quickly come to the front. There are some people that God told you that you have to do. Don't be afraid. Come. I want to pray for you. That partnership the Lord put on your heart to do. Don't tell me, but just come. Grace is released on you. He's telling you to do it. Some of you want to do it even this month. This month. It is. Your spirit is crying for an open door, and that door is opening. You are breaking it. You are breaking forth. Hey, I see a break forth. I see a break forth. I see a break forth. Some of you, when the Lord told you, you were wondering, how am I going to get the money to do it? If you're standing behind someone, you can come this way. There's a space here. You're thinking, how am I going to do it? How am I going to do it this month? So we were planning, oh, my first fruits. I will do some radical first fruit this month. So we're thinking, oh, next week I want to honor the Lord with an amount of money. Because of these words I've received, there's something I want to do for the Lord. I want to release grace on you. Ah, yeah. Lift your hands, lift your hands. Zata kalo shekele ba manteke de bobo. Rakata. Rabba katalaba sunta la kelamanda balaba. Sudden openings, dear Lord, sudden openings. As you've put in their hearts, you are the Lord that will put it in their hand. As the Lord has put in your heart, He's networking you, connecting you, and He's putting it in your hand. Now look into your hand. Look into your hand. See it coming. See it coming. See it coming. Receive that grace. Take that grace. Receive it. Receive fresh grace. Fresh grace. Bashakadabaya. Receive fresh grace. Take this grace. It is a financial grace. Oh, thank you, Lord. Makalabosha. Take it. Take it. Take this grace. Take it. Take this grace. Take it in the name of Jesus. Take it. Take it in the name of Jesus. Take it. Take it. Take this grace. Take this grace. Take this grace. It's yours. Take this grace. Take it, Jesus, take it, take this grace, take it, take this grace. Financial doors have opened. Go and do wonders. Go and do wonders. You fulfill your pledge. What the Lord has put in your hand, has put in your heart. He has put it in your hand and you are doing it. Amen. Listen, these people are going to share testimonies of financial miracles. And most of you, we are going to share financial miracles, testimonies of financial miracles. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Let's share the grace in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh Lord, fulfill your word now in the lives of your people. I pray. That your grace, the grace of our Lord Jesus, your love, and the deep fellowship of the Holy Spirit will be with them now and forevermore. I seal their testimonies with the power of the word. You sent your word
and to not return to you void. Lord, every word you have released here, your words are sealed. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.